John chapter 1 in verse 1. This is on the Bible 1265. So it is 1265 in my Bible. In John chapter 1 it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And if we go then in verse 14, it says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we have contemplated His glory, a glory as of an only begotten with the Father, full of grace and truth." And another scripture I wanted to read, it is in Hebrews chapter 1. And I might read another scripture. There are so many scriptures. In fact, when we look through the scripture, there are so many scriptures which tells us how much God wants to speak with us, how much He wants to talk to us, and how much He wants to listen to us. It is not that He wants to speak with us, but He wants to listen to us. And in verse 1, it says, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, on the page 1446, "God having spoken in many parts and in many ways formerly to the fathers in the prophets, at the end of these days He has spoken to us in the person of the Son." He has spoken to us in the person of the Son. And then He says so wonderful, great things about the Son that we have no time now to reveal and to bring in our discussion. I have another scripture, maybe the last which I will be reading with you. I don't know how much time I will have to go through all these. It is 1 John chapter chapter 5, verse 14, on the page 1483. 1 John chapter 5, on my Bible page, it is 1483. And the scripture, it says, "And this is the boldness which we have towards Him, that if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us." That's interesting. In the beginning, as it says here in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God." Isn't that interesting? It doesn't say that in the beginning was God. No. The writer of Gospel of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." What does it mean? And I was thinking, why he didn't say, "In the beginning was God"? But he says, "In the beginning was the Word." If we study the Word has power. The power of the Word. Yes? If you tell to somebody, "I love you," it might melt the heart of the one that you refer to. Now, it depends the way that you tell, "I love you." Well, you just say, "I love you." Well, if you say, "I love you." Yes? But tell to someone, "I hate you." Whoa, don't say that. They might come against you. So, your word has power towards the one that you speak to. It is one great example when somebody had, it was a Roman soldier who had a servant. It was very ill. And Lord Jesus Christ was very busy at that time when he went to the Lord Jesus Christ to tell him about his illness, the illness of this servant, and said, God wanted to go there, but because he delayed, he said, say just one word, and my servant will be healed. Say just one word. You don't need to come in my... I'm not worthy to come in my... under my shelter, my house. You just say one word, Lord Jesus. I know that your word has power. And Lord Jesus was amazed. He praised that man. He said, even in Israel, I didn't see so great faith. He believed the word of Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus said, according to your faith, be done. And that servant, instantly, he was healed. When the soldier went home, everyone in the household told him, he is well, he is well. Well, at which time and hour of the day he became well? Such of time. And he knew it was the time when Lord Jesus Christ said the word. That's the power of the word. We can speak about this a little bit more. But as I said, I don't know why in the last time it concerned me a little bit more the communication between us and God. When I was working in a big factory back in my country, we had to communicate. If we wouldn't communicate, all the factory will be down, will be destroyed, could be even in a fire. So sometimes the communication didn't went through, and the one who was in charge came to see why the communication didn't went through. And they found some fault somewhere else in the system. Maybe some cable. It was chewed by rats or mouses. Or maybe it was too rusted and the communication didn't went through because the rust was there. Looking in such a way, we might say, oh, I speak with God. I pray to Lord Jesus Christ every morning. And it seems that nothing has happened. I just want to ask you, did you hear his voice? Did you let him to speak to you? Because sometimes we might speak and we might talk. We are very good in talking, in speaking with to someone. But are we good in listening God's word? It says that in the beginning was the word. How many times I take God's word into my soul? I think it is, if I'm not wrong, it is in Psalm 119. Yes, verse 11, on the page 769. The word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The word have I hidden in my heart. What does it mean, the word have I hidden in my heart? This means it is a time when I take God's word into my heart, into my life, in order that in the certain times when I have some problems or some temptation or something else comes on my life, in my life, I might not sin against God. Why? Because that word has power within me. And it comes out and the Holy Spirit brings out and speak to you. How many times did I hear God's word? How many times did I hear God's voice? I asked many other people, did you hear what God told you about such of such? Because people are, you know, we might say, let's pray and let's wait for God's answer. And we might wait ages. And nothing is changed. Maybe God told us. Maybe God spoke to us. Maybe God showed you in certain way. But because I was too busy, because I wasn't used with his way to communicate to me, maybe I didn't notice he spoke to me already. We can find these many examples in the scripture. There is no time to go. But look what he says here in Hebrews chapter 1. God, having spoken in many parts, he didn't speak just one time. He didn't speak just only one part, not only in Israel. He spoke in many other parts. He came to you here, Basildon, and he spoke to you. He's speaking to you now. God speaking, having speaking, spoken, yeah, in many parts of the world, we can say. Yes? And in many ways. What does he tell me? When he says that God spoke in many parts, it doesn't mean that God doesn't care about us. It doesn't mean that he said one time and if you didn't pay attention, you are the one which you are responsible of. No. He wanted to so many times. If we remember one story in the Bible, Balaam and his donkey. So many times, Balaam, the one who was to go to curse God's people, God went in his dreams. God stopped him so many times. Finally, when he decided to go against God's will, he jumped up on his donkey and he tried to run away, to run towards God's people, to curse the people. And God sent his angel. And the donkey tried to avoid the angel. And Balaam didn't know it was the angel in front of them. And he beat his donkey so many times. He got annoyed. He got angry. He beat his donkey. And suddenly the donkey spoke. Why do you beat me so hard? Isn't that funny? Isn't that strange? A donkey to speak with me. I was so many times looking to my dog while I was doing my job. And I thought, what if God will speak to Tyson, my dog? Will that make me afraid? Well, this guy wasn't afraid at all. He said, why are you doing such of things to me? He was starting to speak with, he was speaking much more with the donkey than with God. You see, this is what people are doing. This is what people are doing. They don't speak with God. God spoke even through the donkey. God spoke through the sea. God speak so many ways. God is speaking to you through the nature, to the rising the sun, to the sunset. If you look in Psalm 19, you will be amazed how many times God was speaking to you, but you didn't pay attention. And you might realize and might come and repent and say, God, please forgive me. You spoke to me so many times, in so many ways. Even said here, in many ways, formally, to the fathers and in the prophets. God spoke even to the prophets. And if we are taking all the prophecies that it is speaking about Lord Jesus Christ, we will see that they were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we see how wonderful God spoke. They were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, God was still speaking. In the end, he says, he spoke through his Son. Wonderful. And I was thinking, these days, so many, you know, they are going viral on online, Facebook, Twitter, and things like that, about the end of the days, Revelation, apocalyptic stuff, and people try to match things with the Revelation, and they are there. I'm not going to speak about anything like this because, you know, it's not my problem. We are waiting for the Lord to come. And all the things that are coming and rolling on, it shows that Lord Jesus, it is at the door, as He says in Revelation. He's at the door. What I'm doing now, I'm waiting for Him. Do I want to speak with Him? I was thinking and I was praying and I was, I was in my mind, I was concerned about this. And I thought, what I will be sorry most in heaven? That I didn't help somebody? That I didn't preach enough? That I haven't done God's will as He wanted me to do? I don't think so. Once I'll be in heaven, this means I'm redeemed, I'm saved, and I'll rejoice. But one thing, when I will face Him, when I will stay face to face with Lord Jesus Christ, and when I will see Him, I might put my head down, and I will feel sorry because I didn't speak with Him as much as I should. If you are somewhere away, if you are somewhere away from your family, I think Estelle and Laura did experience this. I don't ask them here because it's not my task to do that. How often they spoke with Adrian and Eunice when they were away? A few months, yeah? If they wouldn't speak when they would come home, oh, my mom, my dad, we love you. Yes? How often you spoke with me? If you love me, how many times you call me on WhatsApp? How many times you call me on Messenger? How many messages you send to me? Oh, I'm sorry, I was too busy looking after my life. Is that what I'm telling to Lord Jesus Christ? This is the main thing. Communication with God. He wants in many, many ways, as He says here, and not just in many ways, in Hebrew, but in many parts, through the fathers and the prophets, and finally when He saw that people are still away from God, He sent His Son. He is so much in this involved, He wanted so much to speak with us, He wanted to come so close to you, that He sent His Son. That's Lord Jesus Christ we are preaching about. He sent His Son to create that communication. You know what religos it means in Greek language? If you look in an old Greek, ancient Greek language, religos, it means to relegate, to make a note. Something was broke somewhere else. In the Eden Garden, man broke the relation with God. And God came every morning to speak with Adam and Eve. He wanted that communication. He wanted to have that relation. Hello, Adam. How are you? Oh, I'm God, God. I'm well, God. Did you sleep well last night? Did I give you enough rest? Oh, yes. Thank you very much. And I can see God and Adam and Eve walking maybe hand to hand through the Eden Garden, enjoying the day. This is what God wants. Because He created man for His pleasure. He wants to find pleasure in you. How He can find the pleasure in you when He comes and whisper in your head, whisper in your ears, how are you? Are you okay? I want to help you. How can I help you? And you turn His back to Him and let me alone. I have enough of me. I have enough problems. I have such a side. This I wanted to help you. Just come back to me. Take a little time. And speak to me. God wants you to speak with Him. Stop. It says in Psalm 40, stop. And you'll see that I am God. Just try Him. Tell Him everything. This is what God wants. And when people even rejected Lord Jesus Christ and they want to kill so many innocent babies
Yeah? He raised, rose that son on the cross. And he said, look, I love you so much that I give my life for you. God wanted to speak so much that he even crucified himself on the Calvary cross. Do you see him? Can you see his love?
I was going to read, I don't know, that time he's chasing me. I was going to read also in Hebrew chapter 2, just two words, in verse 3, it says, great salvation, yes? God gave a great salvation in order to communicate with you. How great was that salvation? I was thinking, you know, in the Old Testament, people had to sacrifice a lamb, or a dove, a pair of dove, or a bull. And I have quite a few pets at home, and I saw that my children, they got used with them, and they start to love them. And when I told them that I'm going to sell one of them, they start to come against me. Oh, daddy, no, I'll look after, oh, no. They don't want to get rid of the pets, because they got used with them. The same way it was in the Old Testament. They had to raise some lambs, thinking that if I will fail, if I will make a mistake, if I will do some sin, I need to take from that flock a lamb that I rose. And looking to that lamb, the lamb had to be without spot and without blemish. And think that the shepherd had to look after that lamb. No. There are some things that it might make you not spotless. It might make you that you are not suitable to be sacrificed for somebody else. And in the end, somebody will come to you. Look, you know, I've done something wrong against God. I have to bring a sacrifice, a lamb. Can I buy your lamb? How easy it is to buy that lamb. Or maybe you are the one which did a mistake against God, and you need to take that lamb after you rose like 1 year. Because the lamb had to be 1 year to be accepted by God. How hard it was for them to take 1 year lamb, seeing that lamb jumping and very joyful every single day, and one day to take the lamb, to bring to the priest, to cut the throat, to take the blood and sprinkle on you, to make you clean. Somebody without fault. Somebody spotless had to die for your sin, for you to survive and carry on and find another lamb for the next time. That was Lord Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the Lord of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. God spoke through his Son in the end. He had to die for you. He had to die for me. Isn't that enough that God wanted to speak with you? How great salvation it is. It is not just, I'm thinking in so many ways. You know, we should pay for our penalty, for our sins. But he paid for our sins. And it is not just that one. It is not just that God shut the doors of hell, of eternal punishment, and we don't know what means that because we have never been there, and praise God, we've never been there. But if you would go through some trials and some big problems in life, many people, they say, oh, I was in hell. No, you haven't been in hell yet. Hell is much worse than you went through. Hell is much worse. You can't even imagine. And God, because Lord Jesus Christ died for you, He shut the door for you. You are not going in there anymore. And not just that, you are received in God's family. Remember that Lord Jesus Christ, when He rose again, Mary wanted to grab His feet. And He said, "Don't touch me." Why? Because I didn't went to my father, but go to my brethren. Wow! He made us brethren. And tell them that I'm going to my father and your father. We don't have enough time, dear, to look in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, there is no word father for God. It is only the God, Master. It is the Mighty One. There is no word. They haven't had that relation with God being a father. But you can call God Father. Abba, Father. He brought us so close because of sacrificial. Because He died and rose again. It is not just that. There are so many. You know, He will come again and He will take us in heaven. He gave us Holy Spirit. There are so many things, so many benefits because of that. God wanted only good for us, only the best. He sent His Holy Spirit to guide you, to comfort you, to help you, to reveal the gospel to us. So many benefits. But I'm going to the last because of the time. John chapter 5. First John chapter 5 verse 14. Don't forget that in this conversation you can ask, how he says here, anything. Can you explain me what means anything? You can ask Him anything. Wow! God, can I ask you anything? Yes, son. Which father will say, no, don't ask me anything, just what I want. No, ask me anything. God doesn't stop you asking Him. Obviously, when you love God, you won't ask something which will make Him sad. Yes? But you will ask according to His will. So He says, and this is the boldness. My dear friend, this is the boldness. This is the strong pillar, the strong fact that you have. This is the strong relation you have with God. Yes? In which we have towards Him, that we, if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us. Some people will say, oh, God didn't hear me. Do you think God heard me? Yes, He did. Yes. He will never ever close His ear. It says in Isaiah, the one who made the ears, it is Him that He will won't hear you. No, because He made the ear, He will hear. Just go in prayer and pray to Him. If you didn't receive Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, ask Him for forgiveness. And He will forgive you. Lord Jesus, God, I heard this evening that you want communication. You want to have communication with me. And from the beginning, when it was Adam and Eve, you went every morning in there. Have I been every morning with God in prayer? Oh, forgive me, God. There are some missing morning days. You know, I have on my Bible, on my telephone Bible online, and it shows me how many days I've been there. And I try to keep up with to be 365 days. But one day I miss. And when I saw that I start from the beginning, it was about 293 days on. And then one day I forgot to go on the app. And when I saw the other day, which I skipped, the other day I saw one day, where are the other 293 gone? One day I missed, and it started from the beginning. How is your relation with God? How many days are you speaking with God? I don't need to pray because it is sunny. I don't have exams. I don't have problems. My bones doesn't hurt me. My joints doesn't burden me. Oh yeah, God, I'm okay. I'm good. No problem. I'll speak with you tomorrow. Is that the case of you? I don't think so. Don't think so. I might speak another time about this subject. It is so important that you want to speak with Him, because He wants very much to speak with you. May God help us to communicate with Him. May God help us to ask Him. And again, if you didn't receive the salvation, He is still there for you. He wants to speak with you. He wants to come in your room. If you don't know to pray, you know, I told to many other people many times, not only one time, and I had the joy, or the, how can I say, I had the happiness in my life that some of them, they came back to me because they said, Daniel, I don't know, I don't believe in God, I don't think God exists. And I told them, okay, let's pretend you don't know, you God doesn't exist, yes? Let's say you don't, God doesn't judge you, but do one thing, go tonight in your room. I think I said another time here, or maybe in another part. Just lock the door behind you, to don't be disturbed by anything. Switch off your phone, and pray to God like He is there. Let's pretend He is not there, but you just pray and say, God, somebody, that preacher, Daniel, told me to come here and to pray. Bow down on your knees. And I want to ask you, if you are really in heaven, listening to me now, show me the way. Help me to understand you the way I will understand you. And He will come to the lowest place you are or the highest place you are. He will come to you the way you will understand Him. But don't ignore Him when He will reveal to you. That's the main thing. Don't say, it's just a chance. It could be happen even if I wouldn't ask Him. Just let it be. Let God come into your life. Accept Him as your own Savior. And you will have eternal life. Amen.
Amen.